Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
I like to sneeze. You know, I'm going to sneeze. Whatever you're going to do, do properly. Don't fuck about with it.
What are you holding it in for?
If I'm having a piss, it is like a fire hose going off. If I'm having a poo, I'm there for 40 minutes. If I'm sneezing, I'm waking the street up. It's just...
I'm not sure the 40-minute one tallies with that. I would think it would be more like, you know, a bomb dropping and then getting out of there.
A horrible minute.
Yeah, a horrible 10 seconds of violence.
But then everything's coming out as well.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's a nice... That's a nice sentiment.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, just say whatever you're going to do, do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
My pop shot is phenomenal.
Excellent.
But how can you control that?
I was going to say, you don't have you holding back on that one, do you?
Oh, of course you can.
No, I don't mean like sting. I mean quantity-wise, you can't go... Well, that's enough.
Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Just got to really force it out when you really make an effort.
Apart from eat your greens, there's not much you can do, is there?
Eat your greens? Oh, God. Which you get a sex advice from Sunday school.
In the 70s.
Fucking eat your greens.
Have some more kale, Ellis.
God, it's good for you. Go on, get it down. It's good for you.
We're selling it to teenagers as it's good for your spunk. Come on, eat your broccoli. It's good for your jizz. I don't think that would work as a marketing campaign.
Well, pineapple was always the one, wasn't it? That was
pineapple's really, the one, apparently.
Yeah. Makes it taste nicer. That was something you'd read in like Lad Mags.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's where you should get all your advice from.
Yeah.
But in none of the women's mags, I noticed.
Interesting.
Never mentioned in Grazia. They just said, don't do it.
When you're eating gammon, try the pineapple rather than the egg because it will make you up.
When you're eating gammon, it's a start for anything. It's a bad sentence.
For a kickoff, if you're having gammon on a date, big old thick slice of gammon.
Go to the rest. Gammon and chips, please.
I don't know. I think.
And for the lady?
I think it'd be quite funny to have gammon, pineapple, and chips on a date.
Why would you? I've never had pineapple on gammon in my life.
Oh, I have. Yeah, that's nice.
That's the thing. What do you have with yours? A fried egg?
No.
So what do you have with your gammon then?
Ketchup.
Brown sauce.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's gammon, pineapple, and chips and peas.
Yeah.
I've only recently, I mean the last 2 or 3 years, come around to the pineapple anyway, on its own.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to avoid it because it was in stuff, and I didn't like it in stuff.
What do you mean in stuff?
Well, like it was on Gammons, or it was on shit pizzas, or it was on stuff, you know?
The exception of Lilt, I can't extrapolate this any further.
Do you eat much fruit, Mike?
Good question.
Well, funnily enough, Ellis.
Good pause.
I don't eat enough.
Okay.
And when I do it, I quite enjoy it.
Well, that's good. That's a positive.
It all seems like a poor substitute for something else.
What do you mean?
Well, like yesterday, I wanted a biscuit with my coffee. There were no biscuits in the house.
You're going to die young, Mike.
There were no biscuits.
And that is a fact.
A Garibaldi isn't a fruit. Just for reference here, okay?
I had an apple. Shit, though, compared to a fucking chocolate apple, wasn't it? It is. Objectively shit compared to like a chocolate.
Oh, okay, sorry. I only breathed. I wasn't going to really argue with you.
That's the natural choice. The apple is nature's hobnob, isn't it?
I'm not going to die young because I'm healthy in other ways.
Hmm. Which ways?
Yeah.
I don't internalise stress. I let it all out.
That's good. No, you certainly externalise stress, yeah.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
It's the same thing.
I'm trying to mind it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, those are two of exactly the same
I
points.
Don't let things get me down or angry. Yeah. That's three different things.
You don't see that on the posters in GP surgeries, do you? Try and wear your heart on your sleeve.
But my dad's a big lad. My dad's pushing 80.
True.
You know, and still plays golf.
Does he eat any fruit?
Not a great deal.
Vegetables?
Me, I suppose. I eat vegetables. I don't fucking not eat vegetables, do I? Just don't eat a lot of fruit.
What vegetables do you eat?
Oh, what the usual fucking vegetables? Potato. Broccoli, carrots.
It sounds like you're stalling for time.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, broccoli, carrots, peas, cabbage, fucking swede, parsnip. Potatoes.
When was the last time you had swede?
I had mashed swede about 2 weeks ago with a fucking Sunday dinner.
You've got to eat fruit and veg every day, Mike.
He didn't say fruit or veg. He said fucking swede, one particular thing. Oh, when did you ever last have a fucking star fruit then?
Can't tell your doctor you had swede 2 weeks ago.
When did you last have a star fruit, Al? You've got to eat fruit every day.
I didn't mention star fruit.
No, but dickhead over here. I didn't say I didn't eat fucking fruit and vegetables every day.
It was like your third choice.
You said, when did you have swede last?
Fucking carrots and then carrots and swede. When did you have a swede? That's 2 weeks ago.
When did I have carrots last? 2 days ago. When did I have fucking peas last? Yesterday.
So that's one a day.
All right, but swede, 2 weeks ago approximately. I don't know, I'll write it down next time.
If you could, it'd be great. I'd like a diet.
You can't pick one specific food, because I don't eat that every fucking day.
It was so high up on your list.
Yeah, because I was just picturing in my mind a Sunday dinner, what fucking vegetables on there.
I like that. That's your default for veg as well. Is go to a Toby Carvery and going around it, going right. Is lamb a vegetable? No. Is chicken a vegetable? No. Is beef? No. Gravy? No.
Gravy?
Yorkshire? No. So,
is that a sort of veg drink?
Potatoes. I have potatoes. Three types.
I had vegetables yesterday, mate. There we go. Yesterday, I had some fucking figs and an apple.
Good. That's great.
And some
raisins.
That's
2 of 5. Happy? That's 3 out of 5.
Yeah. That 5 bullshit. That's made up anyway.
It
should
be
about
more.
9.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying. So don't worry about numbers.
Yes.
well, no, don't go lower. I think would be more what I take from it rather than don't try and hit.
No, do you know what I take from it? People just make shit up. If 5 is government policy, but everyone knows it's 9, then why are you saying 5 to everyone for?
Because British people are like you, Mike.
Yes. Yes. And we won 2 world wars, Ellen.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.